So tonight our practice is on the new moon, or aligning to the moon and aligning to the season. And as you may or may not know, yesterday we had the winter solstice, so the darkest day or the less light duration. And the difference between the winter solstice and the summer solstice is actually 4.5 hours, so it's quite a significant amount. And traditionally this time of the year, it's a profound time to be connecting to the darkness and then the return of the light. Tonight's practice will be looking at the cave of the heart for Dayakash and the candle flame that resides there. We'll begin as we usually do, lying. So, and this is how we'll be for the duration of the practice. So take your time now to set yourself up in a way that you can be comfortable. And if it's a possibility for you to have the room a little dim, or even place something over the closed eyes if you're unable to change the lighting in the room, just to limit the perception of sight, that externalization through the eyes, so that you can take the attention inward. And lying on whatever feels supportive, and something that you can relax on. So that could be on the floor, on your bed, on the couch. And you could place something underneath your knees, underneath your head. And just ensure that you're going to be warm enough. So really taking this time to set yourself up. Taking these final adjustments to be as comfortable as you can be. And now allow yourself to enter into stillness. And as the body becomes still, the breath becomes steady. Imagine that you could look down on yourself, so as though you were looking at the body from above, and see yourself in this position, the place that you're resting. See yourself lying as you are, and see yourself with great kindness. Noticing and appreciating what you are carrying. Perhaps responsibilities or baggage, any loggings that you have. See yourself fully and clearly knowing that things are always changing. Just like these changes that happen in the cycles, the phases of the moon. Just like these changes that happen in the seasons. Even in our 24 hours, the day becomes the night, or the waves lapping the shore, or the breath coming and going. There's this constant rhythm, cycle, pattern. And feel now that with each breath, you actually soften deeper into your wisdom. As though you were able to travel on the vehicle of the breath, deep into the body, deep into your intuition, and ask for guidance to allow yourself to be open and receptive to that truth that lies within you. And into this space, rest the awareness. If you have a sankalpa, a positive affirmation or resolve, you could recall that now, repeating it 3 times, or simply attention resides at the heart space, connecting to that intuition, that inner guidance, being open, receptive. Become aware of the whole body, your whole body. Feeling the whole body as though it were an expansive lake of shimmering pool water. The stillness of the body now, as we journey around the body. Small drops of water comes from the air and lands onto the body, onto this expansive lake. Feeling each drop of water land, feel the ripple that occurs, starting with the crown of the head. Leaving a drop of water land here and feel the ripple across the top of the head. The drop of water at the space between the eyebrows. And feeling the eyebrows themselves. The forehead, the temples, the skin around the eyes broaden. That feeling of the ripple from the drop of water. Softening, soothing, calming. With a drop of water now at the throat, the expansiveness of the throat. Feel this ripple out and have an effect, soothing, relaxing the jaw and the mouth, the ears and the scalp. And then going in the direction of the neck, the shoulders, softening this ripple effect. Feel the drop of water land at the heart center, spreading, rippling out the whole thoracic cavity, the upper arms. A droplet of water now at the navel, the pubic bones. Rippling out into the legs, the hands, the body through this expansive lake, beginning to dance with these droplets of water. Imagine now a droplet of water on the right shoulder, the right upper arm, right elbow, forearm, right wrist. A drop of water landing on the top of the right hand, the palm of the hand, and then tiny drops of water on the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. And take your awareness up the inside of the right arm, soothing, warming droplets of water in the right wrist, elbow, armpit, the whole right arm shimmering, dancing. And take the awareness now to the left shoulder and imagine a droplet of water lightly disturbing the stillness here. A droplet of water and the ripple effect on the left upper arm, elbow, forearm, wrist, feeling a drop of water rest on the back of the hand, the palm of the hand, the left hand thumb, droplet of water on the index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the whole left hand traveling the awareness up the left inner arm, wrist, forearm, elbow, armpit, both arms now shimmering and dancing with these tiny droplets of water. And take the awareness back to the heart space. And allow a droplet of water to rest at the tip of the left side of the chest. Then back to the heart space, the right side of the chest. Back to the heart space. The whole chest shimmering with ripples of movement. Being aware of the droplet of water, the right shoulder blade, softening, soothing, left shoulder blade, relaxing, rejuvenating. Droplet of water across the lower back, the side waist, right side, left side. Picture a drop of warm cleansing water just beneath the belly button. And feel this rippling effect calming and soothing the internal organs, the whole digestive system bathing. Allow a droplet of water to land lightly on the right hip. The front of the right thigh, right knee, right shin, ankle. A droplet of water on the top of the right foot, the heel of the foot, the sole of the foot, the top of the foot. Tiny droplet of water onto the right big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth. The whole right foot. Allow these droplets now to land the back of the right ankle, calf, right knee, thigh, the right buttock, feeling the whole right leg softened into this ripple-like soothing nature. Taking the awareness now to the left hip, sensation of a droplet of water landing here. The front of the left thigh, left knee, shin. A droplet of water on the left ankle, the heel, the sole of the foot, the top of the foot, and tiny droplet of water on the left big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth, the whole left foot. Droplet of water on the back of the left ankle. Back of the left calf, left knee, back of the left thigh, the left buttock, both of the legs, this ripple-like effect, relaxed, at ease, both of the arms, the torso, the neck, the head. Have a sense now of the whole body. And that stillness of this expansive lake has lightly been unsettled with these little drops of water, creating light and movement as you feel the whole body. Awareness of the sensations and the stillness through these little drops of water that have caused these little ripples on the surface. And beneath the surface, there is a still, deep stillness. Breathe into that stillness, as though that stillness were your path to your inner wisdom. Each breath allowing you to go a little deeper. A little deeper. With each breath softening a little deeper into that stillness. Become aware of the feeling now of heaviness as though the space around you were like a heavy, soft blanket, encasing you and feeling the body soften into like this cocoon, surrendering, allowing yourself to be held, held in the heavy warmth of this cosmic blanket. Notice now a feeling of lightness, perhaps as though you were the first glimpse of the moon as she emerges from the dark, a glimpse of light in the body. That lightness, that expansiveness. And in this way, moving sensations from heaviness to lightness. Heaviness. Lightness. See if you can experience both of these sensations at the same time. Connect again to the breath. And take a moment here to listen to that deep stillness within you, that inner wisdom. Visualize the breath now. Visualize, feel, sense the body. The body's breath entering and exiting. The coming and going. The ebb and flow. Ride the tide of the breath. And for a moment, step out of the way. Allow the body to be breathed. Nothing you need to do. Feel the body being breathed. Move the attention now to the space of the heart center, and into this space, the awareness of this space, the cave of the heart. Picture the sun and the moon energy balancing and resting within you. The soothing shape of the crescent moon shining brightly at the center of the heart, beaming with love and peace. This cave of the heart known as Hridayakash, a place where inner light shines. simply be in this space. Perhaps you picture light filling the whole of the ribcage. And as you inhale, feeling the ribs expand forward, backward to the sides. And as you exhale, the light returns back to the point within this dark cave, this steady, unwavering brightness. Inhale, the light expands, this radiant light, and exhale, traveling back. And if there's a part of the body, the mind, that would like to feel the full light, direct the attention there and picture this radiant light shining brightly. Inhaling, feeling that light radiate. And exhaling, allowing that light to do brightness and radiance. See now this light shining from the heart space and filling up your cup, replenishing, restoring, nourishing, nurturing. This light shining from the cave of the heart. Soothing, soften into this space, into the space of the heart, into the space of this crescent moon light that shines so brightly. And for the next 60 seconds, nowhere else to be. Nothing else to do. You time. Time just for you. Connect again to your inner wisdom, that intuition within you. Repeating the Sankalpa made previously or residing in this space, being open and receptive, knowing that you have all the answers within you. Then begin and invite the awareness to connect to the darkness behind the closed eyes. And if you'd prefer or if you desire to remain in your meditation practice, remain as you are. Just allow my words to wash over you, unaffecting you. If you're choosing to externalize with me, in that darkness behind the closed eyes, visualize that silver thread of a new moon. That light shining ever so smallly, but ever so vividly, full of potential. Breathing that light in. Begin to awaken the body, awaken the mind. Enlightening your experience. Like you were drinking in that breath, deepen it. Let it move you. Awaken yourself to the time of day, the space that you are lying in. And mentally prepare yourself to finish this practice. Begin to make small movements through your fingers and your toes. And extend those movements to your hands, your feet. And take whatever stretches the body calls for. Slowly waking yourself up. And then in your own time, make your way up to a comfortable seated position. And to close the practice, we'll chant the mantra Om once together. For Om chanting, take a deep breath in. That vibration to wash over the body, wash over the mind. Bring your hands together, rub your palms vigorously, creating warmth, energy. Then take the hands to the closed eyes, soaking that energy in, and gently massage the eyes, massage the face. Release the hands, open the eyes. Namaste.